says as long as she is competitive, she will stay in the race. Hundreds of thousands of Fall Run Chinook salmon died early last week due to suspected gas bubble disease. The fish were released into the 257-mile-long Klamath River near the California-Oregon border following November's dam removal at the site, which was intended to help the stream flow freely again and bolster the habitat for the protected species. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife believe 830,000 salmon fry succumbed to the disease as they migrated through the 16-foot-wide Iron Gate Dam tunnel, where they may have encountered severe pressure change. Miami Beach is trying to break up with spring break. After three consecutive years of spring break violence, Miami Beach officials are implementing security measures aimed at curbing the chaos. The city has warned visitors to expect curfews, bag searches at the beach, early beach closures, DUI checkpoints, and arrests for drug possession and violence. But business owners in the city's world-famous South Beach neighborhood are concerned that they'll lose money during the busiest time of the year. Well, it is now 8:32 at KZST. Time for one more check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer Shane Young. Hello again, Shane. How are the wet roads doing?
Good morning. We still have traffic southbound 101 from River Road to Baker and on US 101 southbound at Pepper. Traffic starts for northbound from golf course to college. We are getting reports of a mudslide at Barnett Valley Road and Burnside Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
At Exchange Bank, we put the needs of our community and customers first. It's the way we've been doing business for over 130 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Smart, Senior Vice President, Residential Mortgage and Consumer Lending Manager at Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County, and that means supporting local nonprofit organizations like Canine Companions. Here's Michelle Williams to tell you more.
Thanks, Kevin. Canine Companions helps our clients and their dogs live with greater independence. Disability reaches all races, classes, and backgrounds, and Canine Companions does too. We provide service dogs to adults, children, and veterans with disabilities, and facility dogs to professionals working in healthcare, criminal justice, and education settings. Since our founding in 1975, our dogs and all follow-up services are provided at no cost to our clients.
To learn more or donate, go to canine.org. We know we can count on you because at Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948.
When you think of office furniture, think Office Furniture Interiors and Design in Rohnert Park.
Say goodbye to bland and hello to fab. They transform workspaces with style and function.
Ergonomic chairs, modern workstations, and height-adjustable options.
This is Benjamin Holtzman, owner and designer of Office Furniture Interiors and Design. I invite you to visit us today at 581 Rohnert Park Expressway next to Food Max or call 707-295-DESK.
Office Furniture Interiors and Design, 707-295-DESK. Desk.
You can see Avatar, The Last Airbender, now streaming on Netflix. In sports, Giants skipper Bob Melvin is requiring his entire team, from the bullpen coaches to the non-roster invitees to the bat boys and trainers, to stand on the field during the national anthem in a new written team rule. And the Warriors play the Bucks at home tomorrow night. Your forecast today, we've got some showers out there now, and that's kind of the going theme. A lot of cloud cover with hit and miss showers, maybe adding up to a quarter inch at best. Highs in the 50s. Tonight, still cloudy, still a chance of showers. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, lingering showers that will taper off and end into the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Jimmy Kimmel will be back to host the Oscars this Sunday, but he says there will be one change, fewer taped segments. Now, he says comedy segments are used to cover when stage changes are being done, and they are necessary, but he wants to keep the live feel of the show with fewer segments taped in advance. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Boren Talon.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brett Allen.
You're not games with my heart.
As your weather goes, mostly overcast skies, rain off and on, temperatures upper 50s around Sonoma County. Right now, 50 degrees at KZST. Happy Election Day. Local polls are open. Get out and vote if you haven't.
Show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I look around Sin City's cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're I'm blinded by the light.
Sonoma County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. Happy Super Tuesday to you. And right now, I have a special treat for you. Actor and comedian Tom Arnold is bringing his stand-up to Sonoma County. He's doing his comedy show here this week. He'll be at Barrel Proof Lounge in Santa Rosa for two shows on Thursday, and he is here with me right now from L.A. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, is this early for you?
Well, I wish. it's a busy day here. I have two kids, 10 and 8. I'm a single dad. My 10-year-old had a field trip, so he had to be at school, and it's a drive at 6:30 a.m. Then my daughter's sick, so then I have to be on point. And that I said she was going to take a bath, and she has a blue bath bomb that she made at a birthday party, and we tried to put that. Anyway, we're both stained blue. Like, there's something where they made the wrong materials or something. Like, it's like the blue girl in Willy Wonka, the blueberry. It's my skin is stained for this, and so is hers. So that's another issue, but life is very good.
Well, you're up early with us, and I did understand you were you had to figure out your whole kid's carpool schedule, so I'm glad you kind of got that taken care of, and turns out you had extra work to do. But thank you for getting up and doing this with us today.
I'm happy. By the way, I'm the carpool.
You're the carpool.
Yeah, but you do have to coordinate it. I'm honored to be up with you guys.
Oh, my God. Well, this is great. Well, I want to recap you a little bit for our listeners, a bit of background. You have been in the TV biz for a long time, over 100 movies as well. And I got to tell you, my husband loves True Lies, one of his favorite movies. He wants you to repeat some lines in it, but you can't because of, you know, it's a family show.
Yeah, I know. I tell him I'll do it in person. I know which lines. I just know.
Oh, you know which lines, and you can't do it. But you also hosted the best damn sports show, period.
Yes. Yeah, that was fun.
And, of course, you were part of the iconic TV sitcom Roseanne, where you played Arnie Thomas, and Roseanne, of course, your ex-wife. You've done a lot, mister, you're still going.
Yeah.
You're still going.
I have four ex-wives, too. I have four ex-wives. She's just my first one.
You have four ex-wives. You are...
I know. It's crazy.
Busy. Maybe it's not crazy. So good in relationships, but...
here's the thing. If you have three exes, you can still kind of go, oh, those crazy women. But if you have four, you go, oh, no, it's me. It's 100% me. So I haven't had a date in 7 years. But, you know, when you have these little kids, you know, again, you know, there's a lot going on. There's plenty going on in my life. And I'm very, very happy.
Speaking of Roseanne, I got to just do a side note here. Do you watch the Roseanne spinoff that's currently on TV right now, The Conners?
I did watch the first one before it aired. They Hollywood Reporter asked me to review it, and I did, and I liked it. I liked it. You know, when you do a show, like I worked on the first 6 years of the Roseanne, the original version of it. It's hard to keep a show going after 6 years. You know, any show kind of goes down. Seinfeld, I mean, every show has their run, their time. And people don't remember, but on the ninth year, the Roseanne, the original one, got canceled at the ninth year. John Goodman wasn't even there. Like, they had to pretend he was dead or something.
Right.
So that ran its run. And then the reboot, which was Sarah Gilbert's idea, which is a great idea. And, you know, but it's still, you know, it's, and people love it, but it's still not quite the first. You know, nothing's ever like the original, the sequel, except for The Godfather, maybe. But usually it doesn't work out that way.
Well, the cast is great. I mean, I love it. I watch it. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I've been watching it for the second or third season, however many it is. And it's still funny, but you're right. It's not Roseanne. It's not the original, but it's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah, but...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You get to watch Laurie Metcalf and John Goodman. That's worth the money anytime.
Oh, they're fabulous. They really are.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are talking with Tom Arnold, if you're just tuning in today right now. And I want to move on to your stand-up. So your comedy show, you will be performing here in Wine Country this week. And you have been here before, correct? You've been to Sonoma County.
There.
Okay. Okay, so tell us about your show. What can people expect with your show? Is it about your life?
Yeah, it is. Do you have a racetrack up there?
Close.
I was thinking when I was up there.
Close.
Okay. Yes, it is. It is. Again, I'm a single dad. I'll be 65 tomorrow. Which I'm excited because I get Social Security and I get to stop paying alimony. So maybe, you know, but I love it. And I tell some stories about things that people may remember, or you could Google, and then just kind of tell my version of them and a little bit of this and that. And pretty, you know, I try to be pretty honest with the audience about my life. And, you know, and so I enjoy it. I enjoy doing stand-up. It's something I've done for 40 some years. Is the first thing I did in show business was stand up. I said, that's what I want to do. Get out of Ottumwa, Iowa. I grew up in a small town. Get on TV once doing stand up. Then everybody in my hometown will love me. That's just not true. But, you know, I was motivated by my dad loved Bob Hope and I wanted to make him laugh. So, you know, it was that started it. And then I became a writer. I started writing jokes for Roseanne. This was before she was famous, but I loved her character, and we performed together a lot. And then once I was on the show, I was a writer on Roseanne when it started. And then the second season, they're like, well, you're dating Roseanne. You should be on the show. You should be an actor. And I go, oh, okay, well, yes, I'll be an actor then. So whatever pays the bills of any of these things.
You worked
I'm happy to do it.
You worked it. You've been doing this for a long time, and you're darn good at it. So that's why you're still doing
you.
It. So my
thank
question,
you, very much.
You are very welcome. I've been watching you for years and years and years. On a scale of 1 to 10, how family friendly is your show? Can you bring kids?
If there's kids there, you know, my kids, unfortunately, because I couldn't get a babysitter, but, you know, I would not say it's for young kids.
Okay.
But I will try not to say where. If I knew there was young kids there, I would do it a little different. You know, I wouldn't, once in a while, I wouldn't do the quote that your husband loves from True Lies, for instance. But, you know, I would say it's, you know, no toddlers. Well, toddlers might like it because, you know, I move around a lot. But, yeah, you know, I think you should be a teenager at least. And, you know, parents know what to do. If they bring their kids, they know.
So
maybe
a 5 on the scale. A 5.
Okay. I don't talk about dirty stuff.
Okay. Okay. So it's about your life, and you have a lot of life that you can share with people. And
absolutely. And you got to be, if you look at my life, if you're just honest about it, well, then that might be disturbing to some people, but no, I don't go out of my way to, again, I haven't had a date in 7 years, so what would I be talking about? Dating?
Oh, you are funny. We got to change that. Come on, you got to get on, one of those dating apps. Come on, Tom.
No, listen, my assistant, my young assistant, Sharon Stone was on Bumble, which is a dating app, and Sharon's like, oh, you got to do it. And then she got thrown off because they thought she was a fake Sharon Stone. But my assistant, he said, just for fun, let's do it. But I needed to have 5 pictures of myself. And I was too insecure to pick 5 pictures that I would show, you know. So I was like, I'm not ready for that. And, you know, but I sure respect people that do. I mean, that's the way young people. And by the way, my mistake was meeting someone, marrying them. And then breaking up, meeting someone married, no dating in between.
Oh,
and that's a
no.
big mistake. You got to have some dates, get to know people and a variety of people.
Hey.
So I'm all good. And there's not a lot of people are like, you should date someone your own age. I'm like, have you seen people my age? We are disgusting.
Oh, no.
But not a lot of 65-year-old women. You know, with 65-year-old women are not interested in a guy that used to be rich and now has 2 little kids.
Oh,
so it's all good. Thank you.
You need to do a dating podcast with Tom Arnold and give out your tips for dating. I'm kidding.
I do a divorce podcast, and I do give out. You know, you have to make mistakes before you learn how to share those with people. So,
yes, you do.
You know, you're right.
Well, Tom Arnold, thank you so much for getting up early with us, being here, and you will be at Santa Rosa's Barrel Proof Lounge Thursday. You have 2 shows, 7:30 and 10. It's a great venue, fun people. If you still need tickets, not you, Tom, the listeners, go to barrelprooflounge.com. Any final thoughts, Mr. Arnold?
It's exciting. I can't wait to get up there. It's a lot of fun, and the people that put all this together are great guys, and I'm excited to get up there. Yeah.
Hey. Well,
hope it does a raid, but I'm excited.
We are going to give away some tickets. I don't think you know that,
but we are.
We have tickets to give away to listeners in a few minutes here, and I do understand it is your birthday tomorrow, correct?
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. Yeah, it's 65.
65 tomorrow. So I want to wrap this up with a special song just for you. We call it the birthday song. Very original, right? So, Tom Arnold, thank you so much. Good luck, and we will see you at your show. Happy birthday.
Thank you very, very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's your song. I look at my face in the mirror, my neck, my jawline, my cheeks, and I think to myself, all I need is just a little lift.
I can help with that. I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs, triple board certified facial plastic surgeon and director of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg. My Mighty Mini Lift procedure lifts the fascia in just the right spots to give you that little boost with natural looking and lasting results and less than the cost of a full facelift.
My results are even better than I expected. Dr. Jacobs and his staff are amazing.
It's the most popular facelift procedure I've introduced to my patients in more than 20 years. It can even be combined with other procedures. And you'll be back to your routine in about a week.
To book a free consultation to learn whether you are a candidate for the Dr. Jacobs Mighty Mini Lift procedure, visit thejacobscenter.com. Thejacobscenter.com.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, twin packs of USDA Choice Raley's Boneless Untrimmed Tri-Tip Roast are just $3.97 a pound. Limit two packs when you clip your digital offer before checkout. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
All righty, this is Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and we just talked with actor and comedian Tom Arnold. And let's do this. I have a pair of tickets to Tom Arnold's stand-up show. It is the late one at 10 p.m. this Thursday at Barrel Proof Lounge in Santa Rosa. If you want to go, give me a call right now, 707-284-1000, 707-284-1000. I will give them to the first person who can get through the phone lines and tell me Tom Arnold's character name on Roseanne. Who did Tom Arnold play on the iconic show Roseanne? If you want tickets to his show in Santa Rosa, give me a call right now, 707-284-1000.
Sure what it means. Santa Rosa. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe. The dark, the scars.